my future extra bright. Big blast, I burn my lips. Austin Dean and I'm on the track. Play the ook and yeah, I rap. I'ma stack my platinum plaque. I'ma stack my platinum plaque. My genre.
Hey, good day, and welcome to the BU Podcast. Sit Down Saturdays is what we're on right now. And today's guest is Austin Dean Ashford. Why don't you all take a trip with me to sunny California? This is where we're going to talk to this artist and many other artists we're going to do on Saturdays to talk about their creative craft in different cities. Austin, tell us about yourself and what you got going on.
Hey!
Austin Dean Ashford.
Well, first I have the song going on. Don't mess with my spirit, y'all.
Yeah.
You can't touch my soul. Nah. I was born to go get it, I was born to go get it. Whoop, there it is. Okay, just want to say hi. there's so much going on. Today I started classes for my last semester of my PhD program and my coursework. I was a high school dropout, so I got my GED, and now I'm the first person in my family lineage to be pursuing a PhD degree.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. Okay. So how would you describe your style?
Oh, my goodness. I would say I try to allow my style to be, I want to say a relaxed confidence. Because I think when we operate in relaxed confidence, it's a point where you're not arrogant or cocky anyway, but you have a confidence in yourself that you know that I could appreciate everybody else and all the amazing things that they have to offer to the world. But I'm relaxed because I know when it's my time, I know that I'm going to have my opportunity to share what I'm so confident about. So I think my style is I really love sharing stuff with people. Like even now, I like playing the ukulele behind. And if somebody else wants to sing, that's perfectly fine. If somebody else wants to rap, that's perfectly fine. But I'm really relaxed and confident that when it is my turn, I'm going to have a really good time and people appreciate me for just being me. So I think that's my style.
Okay, okay. Now you told us your style. So what is it exactly that you do?
Oh, my goodness. I think right now I'm trying to focus more so on being. But as I'm being, I think some of the things that I'm doing is right now I'm having a fun time. There's this app called Clubhouse that a lot of people are on. Okay. And people are on the app. We wake up every morning. We do morning affirmations. Okay. So from like 7 a.m. in the morning to like 9:30, we wake up people, get on the ukulele. And one thing I do is I play the ukulele. Mm-hmm. And I do affirmations with people to keep them encouraged. I'm also the PhD student in interdisciplinary fine arts. So one of the things we do in there is I take cinema, I take theater, I take film, I take dance, I take art and sculpture, and performance studies, and I make them academic in a way that we could all receive them. I do motivational speaking. I do one-person shows. So I beatbox, I rap, I play the ukulele and turn into 13 characters, and I'll do a show in an hour. Yeah, so that's some of the stuff that I like to do.
That's called multi-talented. Okay, is there a story behind your music?
Yes. The beautiful thing about music is I probably was like rapping since I was like 11 years old when I was doing sports, but then I got hurt. So I was a speech and debate nerd. So when I was little, I used to go put on suits and go to these debate tournaments, which was really awesome because it allowed me to go to eventually when I didn't finish at Tennessee State, because I was going to be honest about my story, is I had to keep going for school. Mm-hmm. Then I got another opportunity to go to Wiley College, home of the great debaters, and we with Denzel Washington.
Okay.
And when I went to that school, one of the things I did was speech and debate. And I won 21 national titles of speech and debate.
Wow.
And when I was doing that, I would just practice playing the ukulele with my friends at the school. And then the first year I went to graduate school to do theater and playwriting, I finally got to put some of my music on the ukulele in one of my plays. Mm-hmm. And then that started to go all over the world. So I got to go to Colombia and New Zealand and all these other places. And just now, I think on January 15th, the song in that play, the song I just released, Don't Mess With My Spirit, is actually part of my play.
Okay.
So the music, I'm so excited why things are so different is I had to go through this really, really different journey for it to get to where it's at right now. Mm-hmm. But it's been able to be tested with the people and supported with so much love that I'm appreciated that like my songs have to do with stories like plays, but also just hanging out with friends. And that's how the songs came along. I'm sorry if that's a long-winded answer, but it was a good question.
No, that's great. That's great. So you mentioned Denzel Washington. So tell us about the time when you performed before him.
Oh my gosh, I was so nervous. I was so scared. Because in the movie with the Great Debaters, you see them go against Harvard. And as much as that's beautiful, it was kind of fabricated. Real life, they went against USC and we lost. So when I went to the school, it was the first time we were competing at the national tournament, and they didn't let us compete because we were black. Uh-huh. So we went and we won the entire thing. And then I won a couple of individual awards too. We told Denzel Washington, he was like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. Next thing you know, he comes to the school and he visits us. Mm-hmm. And only one of us get to perform for him. So I'm super nervous. He came in doing his Denzel thing. I was like, oh my God, Denzel's in the room. He's over here. This is someone's going to perform. So I got to perform for him. I'm doing this piece about how I went to jail for a marijuana charge and I never graduated school. So I had a GED. So I had a performance that an argument about incarceration and the GED and education about black boys who don't always do well. They need another chance because it's hard to operate in this world without an education. Sometimes people won't even give you an opportunity if they think that you have something on your record and you don't have a high school diploma. Mm-hmm. So I did a piece about it, and Denzel Washington starts crying in the middle of my performance.
Oh, wow.
And I'm around, I'm like, oh my God, this is really happening right now. Mm-hmm. And then when I was done, he stood up. He was like, what was that? You need to take what you do around the world. This is absolutely, he said, this is speech and debate. And I was like, yeah. Then he wrote me a letter of recommendation, and then that's when I started doing theater and plays. So without him in that movie, I don't think I'd ever even be doing, I don't think I'd be going for my PhD right now. But I still have to shout out Tennessee State because honestly, all the stuff that I was doing, I was testing out there, like we're on the courtyard. Oh yeah, you know, at the courtyard, we was every day on Wednesday doing the spoken words, like learning to rap and dance. I didn't know that when we were just doing that, hanging out at the courtyard of Tennessee State, is that that's technically theater, that's ritual, that's dance, that's music, that's poetry. So I was like, oh, I was learning all that stuff, and I just didn't know it. Yeah, so that's another long answer, sorry.
Okay, so what was your first project?
I'd say my first project is Island Trap, the epic remix ology of Homer's Odyssey. My undergrad, I was an English major, so I had to read, I mean, no offense to white people, but I had to read about a whole bunch of white people. And I was like, where are we at? Where's the black people at? All these books, like, none of us are here at all. What's going on? So when I went to school and like, I was going to make a play, I was like, all right, I'm going to take all those old literature that I had to read. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to put myself in it. So I was like, oh, I started adapting all this literature. And the reason why I like Island Trap so much is because you see me play the ukulele, right? It's just like, oh, this is really nice. But I like the idea of island because the instrument's peaceful. And I think we all really, really, really want peace. But I put trap in there because as much as it's a cool genre, trap is birthed out of chaos. Okay. And I think a lot of times we're trying to find the balance between the peace and the serenity of island and the chaos and the madness that comes with trap. So I call the project Island Trap.
Okay. So what would you tell someone that wants to be in theater?
Oh my goodness. I would tell them, hang out with your friends and first just do like little fun readings. I know everybody wants to audition and get the big movie role, but I think the way that you actually fall in love with theater is just making it with your friends. Like, you guys are sitting around like in the living room, pull out a little script or pull out a little scene. Everybody takes some little parts and then like do it for your parents, do it for your siblings, do it for like the family gatherings. And when you get comfortable doing that, then doing like a garage or something and then just let it build from there. I know a lot of people feel like, oh, I don't have this big role, I can't do it. That's not true. You know, theater is you having a story-like experience that you're willing to share with your community and they learn something from it. As long as you're doing that and there's an audience, you're doing theater. So I just hope that anybody who wants to get involved, don't let you not being Tyler Perry or Broadway stop you because they started in their living room just like you can, and you can do it too.
Okay. So what are some of the biggest lessons that you've learned in this business?
Okay, let's get deep up in here. Let's talk about it. I'm going to say one of the most valuable lessons, I got to take it to bless just because God's been so good to me. It's an affirmation of a Bible verse. It's Matthew 17:20. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, anything is possible unto you. You could tell this mountain to move from here to there and it'll happen. And I think one of the biggest lessons I learned is even though I got that letter of recommendation from Denzel Washington, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to Yale or Juilliard or NYU. No, I went to University of Arkansas. And when I went there, though, I learned that when you're not coming from a big place, you have to have hustle. And I think one of the things that I learned is how to create your own work. I think if you want to be an entertainer, the best thing you could do is create your own work to where you can maneuver it on your own. So as much as I love doing theater, instead of waiting for Broadway, because I have my own play, now I can rent out a small theater. I can rent out a gym. I can now put flyers and bring somebody to come. So now I don't have to wait for somebody for my opportunity to do what I love and my dreams. But I can now put the opportunity in my hand, in my community's hands. Trust the people around you that they actually want to come see your work. You know, let auntie know you're doing something. Let cousin know you're doing something. Tell them to come, have the date, have it set up. Yeah. I think one of the best things I learned is that our dreams are always possible. Our dreams become goals when we put a plan and a date on it.
Okay. So is there anything you would have done differently?
I would have trusted God more and not been impulsive. I think I was very, very, very impatient because there's things that I want to do right away. Mm-hmm. But when you skip a lesson, you skip the blessing. Okay. So now, if there's anything I could do different now, it's making sure that I avoid in any way of trying to skip any lesson, because I've noticed that I've always needed that later, even like between doing the writing and playing. If I didn't do beatboxing and ciphering and dancing around, if I didn't read all these other plays, now when I'm a little nervous in my PhD classes, I would have noticed that all my life experiences would prepare me for this. So I don't want to skip no more lessons, no more conversations, no wisdom, because I might be messing on a blessing that prepares me for the next step for what God has prepared.
Okay. Okay. Any events you have coming up?
Yes, we do. I think I'm going to probably be releasing my first album around my birthday in March. Exclusively here.
Okay. I got to make sure I get that for my birthday in April.
Oh. Are you a Taurus or Aries?
Aries.
Aries, guys! Oh, Aries. Okay, yeah. Well, then we're going to celebrate. We're going to have both of our birthdays together.
Okay, that's right.
That's the big news. Oh, and then I'll be done with my coursework for my PhD. So that means I don't have to sit in a classroom ever again. It's just all exams. Okay. And, I wasn't the smartest kid, so that's really exciting for me. School is really, really difficult, so I'm excited about that.
Okay. So your album, you'll be released in March. Is there a set date?
I'm just thinking the Friday before my birthday. My birthday's on the 22nd.
Okay. Now, question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Are you going to be producing movies, TV shows?
You want to make me smile. That's what you want. You want to make me smile. Hopefully in 5 years, I'll be able to start opening the path for my community a little bit more. Whether that's producing something for the stage or something for the screen. Hopefully in 5 years, I could be to the point where I'm like, hey, we should be looking at this Black woman writer, or this Black woman actress, or this Black woman musician, or Black guy doing something. If I heed to what God has me and wants me to do, hopefully I'll be able to be one of the people who can open the platform for the next people in the next 5 years. Whether that's touring internationally and getting people to Central America and Africa to do their things they need to, or making a movie or film. That's hopefully the goal. Come on, now you hit me, dude.
All right. Okay, now are there any final thoughts you'd like to wrap it up with?
I think one of the final thoughts I'm going to say is thank you so much, one, for having me on the show. I felt so relaxed and so comfortable. It was like a stressful day at school, and you put just such a big sunshine on my face. I want to say that I'm such a huge fan of Memphis. I haven't got to help me hang out how the way I want to, but a lot of my friends from Tennessee State are from Memphis, and y'all just taught me so much about culture and vibe that I have to come sometime. So I just want to spread some love to the show and say thank you so much for being open and welcoming to me. If anybody's interested in anything that I'm doing, has any questions, just contact me. You know, I'm on Instagram and all that stuff, but I'm open for conversation. If anybody's interested in going to school and getting your PhD in art, because that is a possible, that's the thing. You don't have to be a mad scientist. Let me know, and I'd love to help encourage my culture to do better. So thank you for encouraging me to be me, and I want to encourage you to continue to be you. Did you see what I did?
You did. Okay, so that's going to be the last question I want to ask. What is your social media handles for anyone that wants to get in contact with you? Facebook, Instagram, or...
Okay. If you wanna look me up, then on the Instagram, it's the Austin Dean Ashford. if you type in Austin Dean Ashford on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube, or even Clubhouse, I'll be there. You'll find me. I promise. And I'll respond back. I promise I'll be better about that.
Okay. Thank you so much. It has been an awesome time talking with you. I hope we can do this again. And as always, I salute your business. Welcome to the BU Podcast Sit Down Saturdays. Our first guest, Austin Dean Ashford. Look him up, Facebook, Instagram, and what's the next one? Is it Twitter?
Yeah, we got Instagram, we got Twitter, we got Facebook, we got YouTube. You can even Google. You can go to the website, www.austindeanashford.com. Get you a shirt, get you some merchandise. And for those of you who don't know, this is the first episode. Can we please be supportive of this show? Because how are you going to let me be me and you not be you?
All right. Thank you so much. Have an awesome day.